Hello, I'm Sam Elmhurst.
And I'm John Francis.
And on this part of Chatterbox, we will have Information Desk. But we begin with more news from Norwich.
The Norwich Science Festival comes to an end, and Norwich Market needs your help. But we begin with news of a considerable refurbishment programme at a city church.
A medieval church in Norwich is undergoing £300,000 worth of refurbishment to make it fit for the 21st century. Work has already begun on a St Stephen's Church on Rampant Horse Street to install new glass doors and improve its kitchen area. The money will also pay for the building's fuse board to be improved for the first time since the 1950s. The Reverend Madeline Light hoped the changes would encourage more people to use the church. She said new glass doors were being installed on the north and south side of the building to make it look more inviting. Improvements are also being made to the church's kitchen to include a dishwasher, two coffee machines and increased storage. Mrs. Light said the church's cafe had grown in popularity and the work was needed to cope with demand. Previous restoration work saw new toilets and underfloor heating installed.
More than 8,000 children and adults got involved with this year's Norwich Science Festival. The event, which was held at the Forum, drew to a close with a talk by the scientist Stephen Gates on the process food follows through the body. Sunday's theme of food and farming gave visitors a chance to look at a rare Norfolk sheep, a city council exhibition on the importance of recycling and using leftovers, and a group of UEA pharmacy students making ice cream from liquid nitrogen. The event producer, Natalie Bailey, said a company called Ento Munch had also been offering food it had developed from crickets. There was cricket fudge and even chocolate-covered crickets. I tried the fudge and it was delicious. She said the number of visitors had surpassed expectations and the festival would return next year, at the same time and place. Between 8,000 and 10,000 people walked through the doors of the Forum for the festival. The week-long event ran from October the 21st to the 29th. Among the highlights, a talk by the first British astronaut, Helen Sharman.
It has already been named one of the 10 best markets in England by Culture Trip, but now the jewel in the crown of Norwich needs your help to add to its growing list of accolades. Norwich Market is taking part in the yearly National Markets Association, which runs a competition to decide on Britain's favourite market. Norwich Market Communications Officer, Vicky Borman, said the council-run market has had a fantastic year, with occupancy rates soaring from 76% to 91%, with many new food stalls joining up. She said, "We'd love Norwich Market to win, but we need people to vote." As one of the oldest and largest outdoor markets in the country, Norwich Market now has a more diverse range of eating options than ever before amongst its 189 stallholders. Alongside its long-standing fish and chips, bacon rolls and hot dogs, there is also Southeast Asian, Spanish, Italian, French and Chilean street food available, along with fresh juices, falafels, lasagna and deli sandwiches. The recent arrival of pop-up stalls has also given it a boost by allowing the people the opportunity to try trading on a trial basis. Voting for Britain's favourite market is now underway and will run until 11:59pm on November the 30th. Anyone can apply and you need to put in the name of your favourite market. On December the 4th, the six markets that have received the most votes will be announced and will then be carried over to the next phase of the judging process.
A former serviceman from Norwich has said that without the help of the military charity Walking with the Wounded, he could have ended up in jail. And now he's urging the people of Norfolk to get behind the charity's Christmas appeal. Sean, whose surname has not been released and who served as an infantry gunner in 26th Regiment Royal Artillery for 6 years, said the group had assisted him greatly in his transition from the armed forces. He said WWTW, Project Nova and Step Into Health have all given me a lot of support and direction. The harsh reality is that without the support, I would probably have ended up in jail. In 2015, Sean successfully secured a place on a one-year Access to Higher Education course at City College in Norwich. He's since begun studying occupational therapy at Northampton University. Walking with the Wounded estimates it will treble the number of ex-servicemen and women that it supports in 2018, following a 97% increase last year to more than 1,000. With Christmas fast approaching, for many a time of financial pressure and loneliness, more ex-service personnel than ever require support.
Rail bosses from across the country have joined a new campaign to insist they are working together to improve services, with East Anglia at the forefront. The Rail Delivery Group, which represents train companies and Network Rail, has drawn up a new plan to improve services called In Partnership for Britain's Prosperity. As part of this, it published a poll of East Anglian business leaders that showed 77% believe that joint private-public investment in the rail network will boost the economy. The report does not contain specific promises of new investment, like a commitment to rebuild the Hawley Junction on the Great Eastern Main Line, or a timescale to rebuild Ely North Junction. But it does pledge to increase passenger satisfaction with rail services and to create more jobs. It also says that over the next 18 months, passengers will see a transformation in rail services. Every train on the Greater Anglia network will be replaced during 2019 and 2020. It will be the first time since the steam era that a rail network in Britain will have seen brand new trains introduced on every service.